From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. I'm delighted that you're tuning in, and I hope that you'll continue listening for the next 15 minutes as the Reverend John Greer lets the Bible speak.
I want to bid you welcome once more to this Gospel program, and we come back today to Job chapter 33, where we have been looking at verses 24 through to verse 27. In these verses, Elihu is speaking. He was one of those who came to meet with Job in the time of Job's terrible trials. And as Elihu listened to the debate that took place between Job and the other three friends, he sat quietly. And then at the end of that time of discussion between Job and Eliphaz and Bildad and Zophar, Elihu began to speak and give his mind on the situation, and what wisdom he delivered on that occasion. And here we find him speaking to Job of the need for an interpreter, a messenger, one who would make clear and plain to Job the dealings of God with him. And among other things, we find Elihu speaking in these verses of some tremendous gospel truths that are designed to show to sinners that there is a way of deliverance, that there is a way of salvation afforded to them, that they might be brought to know the true God. We've looked at one of these great gospel truths in the study last week. It is the ransoming of the sinner. It says in verse 24, "Deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom." But then there's also the regenerating of the sinner. It is brought to our attention in verse 25. It says, "His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favourable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness." Now verse 25 speaks of one's flesh becoming fresher than a child's. It speaks of someone returning to the days of his youth. For Job, this was a promise of return to health, but in its spiritual significance, it denotes the doctrine of regeneration. It refers to a rebirth. We find here that Elihu speaks of the one with whom God deals being restored. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. Now think about that language and see in that language the idea, the concept of birth, indeed of rebirth. Now we find similar language over in 2 Kings and the chapter 5 and the verse 14. It says, "Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." This is in reference to Naaman, who was a leper. The leper, of course, is used in the Bible as a type of the sinner. The disease of leprosy was a loathsome and a terrible disease, one which was humanly impossible to heal. You will find that the only lepers in Bible records who were healed were the ones whom the Lord healed. And therefore, to indicate the terrible effects of sin, God has employed the disease of leprosy in the Bible as a picture of sin and its ravages and its terrible effects upon the human soul. And therefore, we see the connection between 2 Kings 5 and Naaman's case, and Job 33 and the case with regard to Job, because it is clear from what we read in the book of Job that Job must have had some form of leprosy. It is believed by many that that was the very nature of his sickness. Now, concerning both these men, this same kind of language is used. Regarding Naaman, it says, his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And regarding Job, it says, his flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. So, there is in view here a miracle. You see, only God can restore a man to perfect health. And this is what's being described in these words. In Naaman's case and in Job's case, there was a cleansing away of that horrid disease, and such was the transformation that their flesh was like the flesh of a child. In other words, it was, as it were, that these men had been reborn, that they had actually experienced a new birth as regards their physical frame and their physical appearance. Now, as we translate that into the spiritual realm, is the Lord not saying to us that just as the body can be restored and health can be restored to a pure state and to a healthy condition, therefore so the soul of man can be dealt with by God to the degree and to the extent that it is made again, it is regenerated, it is brought to a new birth. This is the significance of this language. And we rejoice today that there is such an experience as the new birth. And men may be brought from their deadness and their defilement through sin to a new state and a new condition altogether. The Lord speaks in the Word of giving sinners a new heart and a new spirit and having them become new creatures. My friend, this is what the Lord is able to do for you. Now, this is what you need, because as a member of the human race, like all the rest of humanity, you are fallen, you are defiled, your life is depraved and wicked and unclean, and therefore you need to be born again. The Bible states that as a fact, that man needs to be born again. He needs to be regenerated. And the Lord is able to do that mighty supernatural act of grace and bring sinners back into a new relationship with God. That's what takes place when sinners are born again. They have a new relationship with the Lord. And that's what's described here in these verses. It goes on in verse 26 to say this, he shall pray unto God, and he will be favourable unto him. He shall see his face with joy. He will render unto man his righteousness. Look there in those words at the evidence of a new relationship with God. There is prayer. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favourable unto him. Notice here that when a man is born again, there's a desire placed in his heart to seek the Lord. There's a discovery made by that man that God is then favourable to him. It says, he shall pray unto God. The man who is brought to know the Lord, who is truly regenerated and has a new relationship with God, has a desire to pray. He shall pray. His will is changed. He's no longer inclined away from God, but toward God. He discovers that he has within him the spirit of adoption, and therefore he must be in communion with God. He yearns to be in touch with God. And then, of course, he discovers that God is favourable to him. He finds that as he cries to God, the Lord is pleased to bless him. The word favourable means to be pleased with. And we rejoice today that the Lord is pleased or favourable toward those who are brought to him. And he's favourable toward them because they are in Christ. They're covered with Christ's merit and Christ's righteousness. And they are therefore accepted by God and are welcomed at the throne of grace. So this is what the Lord is able to do even for a sinner like you. And then there is also fellowship with God. He shall see his face with joy. You see, when the sinner is still in his unregenerate condition, God's face is hid from him because of that man's sin. And moreover, the sinner has no desire to seek after the Lord. He has no desire to commune with God. He's quite content to live cut off from God and estranged from God. And this is how you have been living. There's no fellowship between you and a holy God. You are lost, you're undone, you're without hope. And therefore you do need to have that great experience of being born again and of being brought into a right relationship with God. My friend, that new birth is found presented in the gospel. It is promised by God. It is wrought by God. And this is exactly what you need. This is a great gospel truth. The gospel truth that sinners may be made new creatures through union with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I urge you this day to think carefully of your need of the new birth and see that it's found through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ's work on the cross, Christ's satisfaction made for sin, is the ground and source and basis of the new birth. And therefore, you must look away to Christ, that he will give you a new heart, that he will give you a new spirit. You must look away to Christ, that he will create in you a new nature and save you from yourself and your own ways. And then the third great gospel truth that is found in these verses is the remitting of the sinner. It says in verse 27, he looketh upon men, that is, God looks upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profiteth me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Now, we see the remission of the sinner here because of the fact that the Lord says, if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profiteth me not, then the promise is given, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. My dear friend, confession of your sin is vital, but confession is to be made to God alone through Jesus Christ. Confess the fact of your sin. I have sinned, its fault, perverted that which was right, and indeed its folly, it profiteth me not, and seek the Lord today as your Saviour and your Redeemer.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.